So I wanted to start out with, again, my name is Cameron Duncan. I work for the Texas Hospital Association. And obviously right now we're right in the middle of session, and I was hoping that this current slide I have would be relevant again, and it is because we're literally right in the middle of negotiating what the surprise billing law is going to change to in Texas. So I don't know if y'all are familiar with SB 507. It was passed last session. I would not get too comfortable with it. Basically, it allows patients to request mediation if they get a surprise bill, either from an out-of-network provider at an in-network facility, which is generally an ambulatory surgical center, a hospital, or a freestanding emergency center, or for an out-of-network emergency care received also from a facility. So both the facility's bill and the provider's bill in an emergency department, which is really important. So there is legislation that is about to drop right now that I don't have on the slideshow yet because there's not language yet, but I'm going to go through two approaches that are likely to happen really soon, and I think it's probably going to be a marriage between these two proposals, and literally there'll be language, I think, tomorrow. So, well, one, I want to highlight, everybody used to call it balance billing 2 years ago, and now there's been this interesting sort of collective messaging to surprise billing, which is my new cover for my old slide of hats. To shift over, so this mediation has been really successful in the sense of a lot of consumers have triggered it. There are many, many, many more surprise bills than the 8,000 that I've probably been mediated over the past year. They're estimated in the hundreds of thousands. And AARP has really taken this to say, you know, clearly consumers want this. There's a problem. We have a knowledge issue. And that's the reason that there are not more mediations triggered. And also, TDI is completely underwater. They cannot keep up with the amount of mediations that are happening, and it's slowing things down. So basically, there have been AHA, and there's been also a letter signed on by a bunch of other associations that do not include THA that sort of are these principles that the consumer ought to be taken out of the process and not be held responsible beyond their copay and in-network deductible if they truly get a surprise bill. Meaning if that patient goes to an emergency department that is out of network, or if that patient is seen by an out-of-network provider at an in-network emergency department. Basically, the patient didn't have a choice in this scenario, and there ought to be something done. Now, so this has sort of morphed into two approaches. I think literally there has been an article about a surprise bill in one newspaper a day for the past 2 years, and I don't think that's by accident. I think that's been a coordinated sort of call to action for both on the state and federal level. So one, these two state approaches I think are really interesting. In my previous slide, I had a thing that says TDI regulates about 27% of the health plans in Texas. To let you know how dated that is, yesterday we had a meeting with TDI. They're down to 16%. So that's just the rise of ERISA plans. And it's just, so one, there's not a lot of impact to whatever is going to be done in Texas unless the ERISA plans are carved in also, or there's a federal solution. So that message has not been lost on legislators. So there are two approaches that are going to be happening that I mentioned earlier. So one is SB 1264 by Senator Hancock, and its companion is HB 3933 by Representative Trey Martinez Fisher. And what this would do is take the consumer out of the mediation process. Now the mediation process would only be able to be triggered by either the provider or the payer. And the consumer would only be responsible for their inpatient cost network sharing, or cost sharing, as if they were seeing an in-network provider. It prohibits credit reporting based on any kind of surprise bill, which I think is really meant to be a cleanup from the ones that are still lingering out there. It applies to the same groups of people that the current mediation statute applies to that was laid out in SB 507. So out-of-network emergency facilities, out-of-network providers working at in-network facilities. And the really interesting thing is there's an ERISA opt-in. So if an employer has an ERISA plan, an association health plan, they are allowed to opt in to the mediation probably at an increased cost. And there are a lot of questions as to the legality of this and also whether even TDI could have any jurisdiction over them whatsoever. So this is a really interesting thing. It's modeled off a New Jersey law, and there are a lot, I think what passes will probably be a standalone bill with just this provision because they're worried about an immediate lawsuit on this. There hasn't been one in New Jersey yet, which is really surprising to me, but they're sort of calling out the narrative of saying, well, yeah, TDI only regulates this minority of plans, so let's at least try to do something to make it uniform. Now, this bill, the original filed bill of SB 1264, did not have an initial payment standard in it that the payer would have had to pay. The committee substitute language that's floating around right now that is not going to make it into the final bill, I don't think, uses a workers' comp payer formulary as the initial payment standard, and it's really a workaround to get it about 125% of Medicare. Or maybe it's 150%, I can't remember. I'm not really a good numbers guy, but a low multiplier of Medicare. And but again, that's approach one, and it's the lighter approach. THA testified on this prior to there being a payment standard, with sort of our issue being that providers and payers should be able to negotiate their own rates. And to back up, there will be obviously a huge backlog of mediation requests under this, and the author's intent on this is to basically force plans and providers to sit at the table together and work out an out-of-network rate that they both can find acceptable, because they know that it will be so frustrating, the payment cycle will slow down so much that the idea is it's just this forced come to the table, work it out, and then there are the mediation requests drop really quickly. So it's kind of interesting, I think.